Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church here in American Falls. The beautiful Christmas Eve. Christmas begins at sunset liturgically. So we are gathered to celebrate Christmas this evening as believers who have received Jesus Christ. I invite all of us to stand for this oldest of Christmas hymns. It dates back to the 4th century. Our processional, O Come All Ye Faithful. This evening is continuing on the very first page toward the bottom. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Please be seated for the lesson. Our first lesson this evening is from Isaiah and from Micah. In the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken, as on the day of Midian. You, O Bethlehem of Ephratah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. We respond with hymn 279, seated or standing, your preference. Our gospel is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee, in Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. We respond to good news with hymn 275 and then 282. Again, standing or seated, your preference.
Thank you.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." We respond to good news with hymn 296. Suddenly, there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Look to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. We respond with 270.
Thank you.
Mary treasured all of these words. She pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. Let us rise in body or spirit as we say our prayers this evening, this glorious evening, as we rejoice that the grace of God has been revealed in the birth of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Gathering God, you bring your people from every corner of the earth together before the manger that you have made a throne. Unite the church in love as we rejoice in the news of your coming. Gracious God, creating God, you brought forth the earth and all that is in it. Join our voices with the roaring seas, the exulting fields, and the trees of the forest singing for joy on this holy night. Gracious God, shepherding God, you lead us to your love in the face of our neighbor. Send us into the world to find your word made flesh in one another, especially those who are sick or struggling, those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Gracious God, nurturing God, you dwell with us in humble places. Sustain housing and clothing ministries in this community that all find shelter and warmth. We pray especially for youth seeking safety and care. Gracious God, abiding God, you remain at the side of all the departed. Grant all who mourn hope in the resurrection and peace in Jesus Christ. Gracious God, heavenly God, we lift ourselves up to you. Open our hearts and minds to your truth and grace. Remove any doubt or past hurt that holds us back, and draw us to know your saving love and your Son, Jesus Christ. Give us a deep sense of need for you and an encounter with your presence through your church. Gracious God, with the joy of Christ's birth in our hearts, we commend our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your boundless mercy and eternal love, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Offering is taken at this time.
Amen.
Let us pray together. Merciful Father, we offer with joy and thanksgiving what you have first given us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love. Receive them for the sake of him who offered himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God said, "Let there be light." A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel.
Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light no darkness can overcome.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined. This will be a sign unto you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth.
At this time, we will light candles, and remembering, not just for aesthetics, but also for safety, all lit candles always point directly to heaven. And only the unlit candles are ever angled in any way at all. So soon as they are lit, up toward heaven.
candles may be extinguished.
Let us pray. Together, Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day the brightness of his glory. Through your only Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our processional out into the world to love and serve is hymn 267. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Christ is born.